Good afternoon and welcome to the second hour. And I would like to go on record on Born on the 4th of July as your host, Barbara Jean, great gentleman, Sheriff Mack, trying to do a great work for all of America. And it kind of gets us an idea, gives to us an idea that perhaps we could do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, your elected officials need to hear from you. They need to know that you're alive and you're vibrant, that you have ideas. Your ideas, your textbook, of course, should be the Constitution and your Bill of Rights, and then you can go from there. Many of your leaders have ignored it, have decided they could subvert it, extend it, ignore again, and then create a document that, of course, is so-called living document. We need to return to the idea that the sword is important and the ability to have the right to defend oneself is very important, and learn and know ourselves, be informed. Once again, I will tell you that a group has tried to contact Lieutenant Governor, soon to be Governor Gary Herbert of the state of Utah, with a very careful handwritten, executed with an attorney. All dots are dotted and all T's are crossed, and very careful protocol in requesting an audience with the Lieutenant Governor in regard to the issue of the flu vaccine and flu virus and the history thereof. And this morning at 9 a.m., a call was returned to the attorney by Ashley and Governor, Lieutenant Governor Gary Herbert's office, that he is very, very busy, and he wants the group to get in touch with the health department to hear the message. I think the group will try to pursue that, but I also will give out the number of Lieutenant Governor Gary Herbert, and that's 801-538-1041, the state capital of Utah. Calls could be welcome across the nation and from Canada or elsewhere, to let people know that a government leader should listen to a careful, implemented plea. I'm sure they're busy, but the letter started in June because of the urgency of this issue, and today is the first response. So, with that said, and the encouragement for people to go to different sections of the video, YouTube website, get all that wonderful presentation that's out there in regard to the swine flu, and historically so, then be informed yourself. Determine if you want to take the vaccine. And also, I would say, a government that can have a government financial heist, a bank robbery, if you will, can take the life's blood, the economic prowess of a nation, and hide it right before your eyes. And now they're going to take care of universal health care for you. And the airwaves are there for them freely to put their message out, such as today with Mr. Obama, our president, speaking in regard to his health care reform. Our minds are dazzled. It's hard to find a real true channel up there in our gray matter and stay focused. I guess it's desirable to be that way. America, what will defend you? Who defends the people? It's the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and you. We'll go to break. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making lacking bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Just to say no to the vaccination, and I'll give that number one more time. Lieutenant Governor, soon to be Governor, Gary Herbert, who doesn't have time, he's very busy, to speak with the people who have done their work and research and would like to discuss with him the prospect of an order for control by the governor and mandated vaccinations with a weaponized serum and all of those things. He says, no, he doesn't have time, that we are to go to the health professionals, which will probably occur. The number to call and say, listen to the people, is 801-538-1041. All America should call. It could be like this in your state. Now, there's something interesting in the Salt Lake Tribune, Joel. Joel Skousen's on board. LDS leaders present family history to Obama. And they were back in Washington, D.C. yesterday. You see all of them in the Oval Office looking at the information. I'm wondering if they could have invited Orly Tates or others who are concerned about his birth. Back to you, Joel Skousen.
Well, I'm sure they showed his family history going back into Kenya on that side. I'm sure they avoided the controversy of his falsified birth in Hawaii, and I continue to cover that in the World Affairs Brief. You know, obviously our leaders are continuing to try to gain acceptance within the world. They've made this a policy of presenting the genealogy to high leaders, and especially presidents of the United States, as an entree. I'm frankly not skeptical that it does any good to do this to leaders that I consider part of a conspiracy to take away liberty within the United States. And in any case, I think it's an exercise in futility.
I just thought it was very interesting, the timing. We've got healthcare coming down the pike. We've got so much, but why don't you just give us the roster of world affairs brief, ladies and gentlemen, an analysis of what's going on, insight, information. You become smarter if you read world affairs brief. The time is yours, Joel. Take it where you'd like to go.
Well, of course, I'm very concerned, as you are, about the concept of a forced vaccination. I don't think they're going to have the power to do a mandated vaccine for every man, woman, and child. There's very little way to enforce that. There's no legal basis, but they certainly will attempt to do so through the public school system, making, as they do in many jurisdictions, vaccines and inoculations mandatory for attendance. And this, frankly, is something that shows you that these are government schools. These are not parental-controlled schools, that the public really has no input to them. They let them do it through PTA. They let them have the appearance of input. But, in fact, these are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the government, and they can be controlled through the federal control over education. You know, I think you probably have alluded to that from what I heard you in your previous announcements, the CBS documentary that has resurfaced on YouTube about the 1976 outbreak of the swine flu. I covered that in the World Affairs Brief and gave a link to it. Basically, they tried to scare the public into taking a vaccine that, in fact, caused widespread neurological damage to thousands of victims, and it caused several deaths as well. The government used untrue claims to propagandize the public on the necessity of getting the vaccine. They used endorsements from celebrities who, in fact, never took the vaccine. They didn't get permission to air those endorsements. They denied knowledge of known neurological damaging side effects, and it falsely assured everyone of its proven safety, which was an absolute lie. I mean, if your listeners Google CBS documentary plus swine flu 1976, you're going to see this document, and you'll never believe another government vaccine claim after seeing this report. It is powerful. And, of course, it was only aired once. I'm sure CBS got leaned on, and it was taken off the air, but it's back on through some whistleblower putting it back on the net. And it's certainly important for people, especially when you have public health people, which I'm sure they're going to get nowhere with them. They believe very much in vaccines. Public health and doctors are trained, in fact, to suppress people's demands for investigations or compensation when there are adverse vaccine reactions. Major churches in Utah promote vaccines and taking that, and people are going to have to resist that, all of the power of the establishment in going up against vaccines. But believe me, these things are very, very dangerous to your health, and this current swine flu is very, very mild. The only people who are dying are people who have other medical complications, which are exacerbated by some of the protocols they use to fight this. But your chances are much, much better by living a healthy diet. And I mean, you have to change your diet. You can't be eating junk food and have good resistance to these types of debilitating flus. But your chances are much, much better if you learn how to take care of yourself than by taking these vaccines.
Joel, we have Wendy in Canada online. So, Wendy, please state your case or your comment. You're on with Joel Skousand, and welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I live in Canada, and I've been monitoring all this stuff a lot, and John Hamill's website. And, of course, we have a different system here and than just a local sheriff. But I wonder what we can do because, I mean, we're all heading in the same direction.
Well, unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do in Canada because you do have a national health care system. And
right.
Have you had any rumors about enforced vaccinations through the health care system in Canada?
No, I haven't, but that doesn't mean it's not going
right. on. Right. I haven't heard it either, but they may well follow the U.S. lead in that.
I think it's more than likely that they would, yes.
Yeah, I think it's, one of the problems, even though the U.S. government is leading the way with many of these nefarious schemes. Your government in Canada, especially Harper and his conservatives, have been just knee-jerk followers of everything
yeah.
that the U.S. does, and they
yes,
certainly wish Canada would get some gumption and, mm-hmm. and decide to.
We have organizations here, and I'm certainly going to send a link to your show after today. But yeah, the whole idea that the whole of North America could become one government with the stroke of a pen, you know.
Right.
Yes, we could all be merged together. I probably would like you very much, Wendy, but I remember some Canadians I met in Hawaii one summer, and we chatted a couple of days in a row. I liked their attitude. They liked their country. They wanted to be Canadians, and I was just as happy to be a citizen of the United States. It's the leaders who are confused. And.
Yes.
Joel, how can we help them any more than we're doing?
Well, you know, actually, I think that a Canada-U.S. mix would be a very, very nice system. But what I'd really like to see is the Canadian movement for independence of the various provinces to the west from the east. The east milks them of their natural resources. They have an abundance in the west, and the west has no vote in the east in Canada. And it seems like that we are controlled here in our, I mean, like in Oregon where I'm presently at, you know, you have most people are conservative, and yet the state is controlled by this high-density liberal population center in Portland and Eugene, and that seems to be the way in California, the conservative, except in the big cities. The big cities end up controlling because that's where the population densities, and that's where the major newspapers are, which propagandize the people.
And absolutely.
And it's very difficult for people to resist the power of establishment sources getting on as news talking heads and assuring people that these things are safe. I mean, most people don't have the time to do the research that I do. And so it's a very discouraging thing, and I'm afraid that ultimately, because of the power of these establishment forces, that if there's going to be any salvation for it, it's going to be grouping together in troubled times of people in the west of these countries and banding together to assert our independence. I don't think we're going to be able to control the masses that are against us. They actually are in the majority now.
Oh, absolutely they are, and but totally hypnotized by the media.
And they continue to encourage this immigration of Muslims and of Asians and other countries and Indians and others, and there's nothing wrong with them individually, except that they come with a culture that is, in fact, meant to water down, just as you have a lot of immigration problems in Canada, Toronto, become a foreign city almost. And in the United States, of course, their purpose in continuing this illegal immigration for Mexicans, it does water down the culture, and you then have ethnic conflict and culture, just like in Bosnia and Kosovo, and that's what their intention is. Because out of that conflict, then, they have excuses to, change laws and start to give us the dual language, the dual, judicial system and dual welfare system that you have in Canada.
Well, thank you, Wendy. We'll keep trying. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your being on with us. It's fun to hear from Canada. Joel, where are we going? We've got so many things to talk about, but I haven't had a chance to talk with you about the hate crime legislation that has just recently passed. So if you'd like to tell us what you're having in your analysis this week on that issue, I'd appreciate it.
Well, as you may have talked to with your listeners, the hate crime was tacked on, of all things, to the Senate Defense Appropriations Bill. This is a typical tactic that is used in order to piggyback on a must-pass bill for defense. And they piggyback so many things on there that's just a lot of garbage.
There are a lot of jerky things they do. That's not right. Shouldn't be that way. We'll go to break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the Defense Appropriations Bill becoming a hate crime bill.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have extracted them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi there, and welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Referring to the article in the paper on the front page of the Tribune, it says that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Monson, President Monson, was escorted by Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid, a high-ranking Mormon in the government. Okay, would Harry Reid have been the one to decide that we'll put the hate crime legislation along with a defense appropriation bill, we'll put them together. We pretty much have to pass one in order for Afghanistan to be expanded into Pakistan. So we'll just put it there. Would he be the one that would make that decision?
Yes, he certainly would have been a major party to that decision. But ultimately, I think orders come down from the White House on this. Nobody picks up this kind of a legislation and sponsors it unless it's got roots in the powers that be, I call them. And, you know, it may appear to be some obscure senator from someone who sponsors this bill, but it's shepherded through by Reid and his other cohorts. But, you know, fortunately, Senator Sam Brownback submitted an amendment to this hate bill, which essentially gutted its most dangerous portions, though not its dangerous trends, and I want to distinguish between the two here. He put in an amendment that restricted the hate girls from only to speech that actually threatens imminent incitement of violence. Now, that puts a completely different tone on it. Before, and there have been hate crime laws in the United States, which have a much weaker criteria. For example, the 1968 hate crimes law. A lot of Americans don't even remember that clear back then there was a hate crimes law passed. Title 18, Section 2A, which says that if anyone induces through speech commission of a violent hate crime, the speaker will be tried as a principal alongside the active defender in court. I mean, your listeners may wonder, what are we doing with a hate crimes bill when you have that kind of language already there? In fact, that was very dangerous in 1968 because even a minister, and people have been arrested in Canada, ministers for preaching the biblical doctrine that homosexuality is an evil and abhorrent to God. And if anyone then is killed as a homosexual, they can arrest a minister and claim that he induced, through speech, the commission of a violent crime. So that's a very weak criteria in law, very dangerous. And that criteria has been much more restricted in the Sam Brownback Amendment. But nevertheless, Barbara Jean, the problem with the hate crimes bill is that you reinforce in the public's mind that you now have federal power to scrutinize people's free speech and attach it to crimes, and it makes it much more difficult to have the freedom to condemn evil acts for fear of being attached to a hate crime. And although this bill won't be able to do that directly and legally, the trend will be continuing it. Eventually, what they're trying to do, of course, is carve out a zone of law in which certain acts, which are deviant sexual and other acts of cross-dressing or transgender operation things, are protected against criticism. And they're protected right now with the Disabilities Act and the Fair Housing Act against people, Christians, who may not want homosexuals living in their home when they're renting a home out or even an apartment building where they have other Christian families. And they're enjoined by the law now from making those discriminatory judgments. And part of this loss of freedom has been because Americans, even conservatives, don't understand their law very well. They don't understand the theory of law. They get behind, of course, the founders' version of the Constitution, but the founders never really defined what constitutes a fundamental right. It isn't enough to just say it's a God-given right. You've got to define it in ways that can be defended in law. And people don't understand that the right to discriminate is not some horrible thing. It's an actual fundamental right, because the right to discriminate is the right to make discriminating judgments about people. And it isn't necessarily about race. It's a whole class of judgments. You don't have time to get to know everyone personally. You must have the right to discriminate based upon any reason whatsoever. You've got to have the right to exclude people, because if you don't have that right, then the government, as it is now, has the power to force you to accept into your company, into your business, people from which you wish you do not wish to associate with. And so people don't even have a clue that there's a fundamental right involved with these civil rights laws, the right to exclude. And we have to, unfortunately, defend people's right to make what we would disagree with, like a right based upon race alone. But I will defend the person's right to make that exclusionary decision, even based upon race, that I don't agree with, because it's a fundamental right. And it's just like any free speech. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. We must also defend people's right to discriminate, even if we disagree with the judgment criteria that they're using.
Well, it's just sort of like sorting or determining, you know, how you proceed and what your evaluation is. It's a very, very, it's an integral part of learning and disseminating and choosing and all of those things. I think they're kind of into our personal space with this kind of legislation.
Well, it's just like judgment. You know, judgment, people make bad judgments all the time. But to give the power to government to say nobody shall make any negative judgments about people is an extreme intrusion under your rights. And this is, in essence, what's happening.
Recall that there was something about the bill, and I'm probably not going to frame it quite correctly, but there was some sort of an empowerment early on with the hate crime legislation that allowed, I thought, federal interference in the courts. If we needed some help, or if we weren't just adjudicating something correctly, that they could step in. Do you recall that segment of that bill or anything like that?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Welcome back. I remember I was asking a question. I think it had to do with interference from the Fed or empowerment of the Fed to enter into the state on the issue. Is that still something that's abound with that?
Well, yes, certainly. There's a federal supremacy clause in the Hate Bill, which will supersede state law. And this is one of the major problems with the Hate Crime Bill, is there are numerous state laws, and they differ somewhat, as most state laws do. This is a states' rights action, although as I said before, I think that no state or even federal or local government should be able to infringe upon people's right to make discriminatory judgments on their own private property. But this federalizes crime that are already being effectively limited by the states and local governments. It's forcing law enforcement officials and prosecutors to gather evidence on the offender's thoughts and words regardless of criminality. And that will continue, even though they won't be able to prosecute unless they can prove that they were inciting to violence. But it is blurring the line between violent belief, which is constitutionally protected, and violent action, which is not.
We have a caller from California. Good afternoon, Mark. Welcome to the discussion here on RBN.
Hi, thank you. I have some information about these lethal strains of influenza, how they kill and how they can be prevented from killing. First of all, of course, you'd want to take a lot of vitamin C, and we're talking like 50 grams a day, so everybody ought to go out and get a few pounds of pure vitamin C powder from the health food store. And, of course, you don't want to take all the 50 grams at once. You want to take it in divided doses around the day. But now, okay, I want to introduce a word here, cytokine, C-Y-T-O, K-I-N as in Nancy, E. C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E. Okay, these are substances produced by the immune system which trigger off more immune responses, and normally they're a good thing, but in infection by these particular viruses that kill by lung damage, like the 1918 flu and the bird flu and so forth, these cytokines are overproduced, and you get a syndrome called cytokine storm, just S-T-O-R-M, you know, like bad weather. Okay, now, you can look up cytokine storm in Wikipedia, and they have a good article on this. And there is one class of, well, two classes of drugs that are pretty well-tolerated drugs that can stop the cytokine storm. Now, these are drugs that are used for high blood pressure. They are ACE inhibitor drugs and angiotensin receptor blocker drugs, or ARBs. These are both used for treatment of high blood pressure. Many, you know, probably tens of millions of people take them. And these will inhibit this overproduction of the cytokines. And they will turn this lethal flu back into just a normal flu that, you know, makes you cough and sneeze and you have a fever a little bit, but then you get better in a couple days.
Well, thank you very much. Would you spell that again for someone who's gone and got their pen and says, oh, please say that again?
Okay. Cytokine is C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E. That's N as in Nancy. And then storm, S-T-O-R-M, cytokine storm. Now, let me say one more thing. There's this woman, Jane Burgermeister, B-U-R-G-E-R-M-E-I-S-T-E-R. And I'll spell it again, B-U-R-G-E-R-M, M as in Mark, M-E-I-S-T-E-R, Jane Burgermeister. And she has initiated a lawsuit against, she's a journalist, and she initiated a lawsuit against the World Health Organization because the World Health Organization's supplier of the vaccine, Baxter Pharmaceuticals, has been caught sending out live virus in their vaccines, which killed a lot of test animals and may have killed some people, too. Now, if you look her up in Google,
okay.
You'll
yes,
find
I'm
a
familiar.
Lot of stuff, and this is very important.
I am familiar with her. I'm going to turn the mic to Joel to respond to anything you have brought to us today, and we'll thank you again for your calling in and the help we all probably need. Joel Skousen, any comment or question for the guest or the caller?
Well, I think generally there's very good information there, and certainly I can confirm about the Baxter Pharmaceutical, their criminal actions, and you know, this is the kind of thing that happens in vaccines that are allowed to get through the screen, and they've been given immunity so that they're not legally liable for this stuff that happens. This is going to be very, very problematic if people take these vaccines. I would caution, however, against getting pure vitamin C powder. The body simply will not tolerate very well 50 grams of pure vitamin C powder. It's synthetic vitamin C. I think people need to have natural vitamin C with the bioflavonoids involved in it. But I am a great believer that that can help stop a cytokine storm.
Well, thank you very much. Joan in, or Joanne in Hawaii, welcome.
Hey, let me cancel here. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to just say that I really appreciate the guests you've had on this morning, Richard Mack and Joel Skousen, and I agree with virtually everything they say, but Joel Skousen just mentioned that he thinks it looks rather bleak and that our best hope, which is my own, you know, sense of things, and that our best hope might be to try to band together, but... number one, I'm afraid if we band together, then we can just be taken out. You know what I mean. And number two, how do you find people with whom to band? And what guarantee is there that they will just then treat you as an infestation of, you know, termites or rats and just eliminate you?
That's a very, very good question, and I'm sorry I did not have time to expand on that and left a false impression. I am not speaking about trying to band together prior to a problem, because as she has correctly pointed out, the government is very expert at infiltrating any attempts by people to band together and try to form some independence group before they try to infiltrate it and seed it with people who will create alarm and who will create excuses for government forces to come in and intervene. What I'm referring to is that in the various problems, whether it's economic or war, that are coming on the future, the government will lose control for periods of time, and hardship will tend to drive people together. The best that we can do preparatory to that time is to try to learn to link up with people who are like-minded, who we trust. I, as a consultant in strategic relocation for many years, found that every attempt to pre-position a group of whether survivalists or Christians or people of like-minded always ended up in factionalization or infiltration or infighting, in some way self-destructing, or being targeted by government and put on major lists. So that is not wise to do. But nevertheless, I think people have to prepare for the time when our social order is going to fall apart due to war, due to multicultural invasion, due to economic problems which are being exacerbated by these bailouts. And you have to actually start to develop a network informally, not meeting, not living in the same location, but you need to expand that net, in my opinion, to other areas. I mean, if she's in Hawaii, for example, I used to live in Hawaii, that's not a good place to survive what's coming because of its absolute dependence on mats and shipping and other transportation issues that could be cut off, and it's very hard to have self-sufficiency on the island. But developing networks and links with people and trying to get back to the mainland before these things happen and find safe locations in rural areas which you can get away from the social unrest which will infest the major metro areas. I think people can knit together if they have established relationships, informal though they may be, with people they trust in rural locations. I think they'll knit together in the time of crisis, and with God's help, people can be inspired to do so.
Joanne, how much is it for a gallon of milk?
Well, I don't drink milk. I am a try to be vegan, so I don't drink milk. But in general, food prices are higher here. It's hard for me to compare, because I have lived here for quite a while. But on the other hand, you can get cheap produce in Chinatown here in Honolulu, pretty good. So.
Okay, I just wondered. I remember it was $7 a gallon in Maui, and I thought that was a lot to pay for a gallon of milk. That was last year. Also, what about your neighbors and friends, Joanne? Are they discussing these issues? Are they concerned about mandated vaccination? What's the skinny as you talk to neighbors and friends?
Well, actually, I feel very alone in my concerns almost wherever I go. I have some people that I know that I've met, like in the Ron Paul group, and a lot of them, though, are surprisingly, not up to speed. But by and large, my contacts are through email, and I have fewer of them than I would like. I've been studying all this for a long time, 25 years or more, and I sure wish that more people would wake up. I feel that they're almost in a state of denial, similar to a child living with an abusive parent that just would be overwhelmed by admitting the truth and almost not able to function, and so they deny.
What she's mentioning is very, very true, that almost all conservatives everywhere feel very isolated. And it's actually true. It's not that it's an illusion. We really are quite isolated. When you walk down the street, when I talk to conservative groups who think they're in the majority, I say, you just walk down the street out here in any major city and you look at the number of people that you think you could approach and get some agreement on the issues that you think everybody agrees on, and you'll find, one out of 100 maybe. It's that isolated. And that's why I say it is important that we have the Internet. It is important that we find other organizations that link up, however difficult that may be. And it's more difficult for Joanne in Hawaii, and I know that from having lived there for many years. But
and that's one of the reasons I got back to the mainland. And I realized that telling people that you're someday going to have to relocate for safety is difficult when we're still in relatively good times. But believe me, if you wait till the hard times, till every boat is filled, every plane is filled, and trying to get off the island, it's too late.
Well,
it doesn't want to
maybe
be in the last train out when there's major social unrest.
Maybe that would be a good place to be, that if you had to like fish, and then you could just fish, but maybe not so. Now, Joanne, you know that Joel Skousen is an expert on what he counsels on. You do a lot with housing and how to build and different packages on survival. Isn't that the case, Joel?
Well, I'm retired from that field. I still consult in strategic relocation, but I used to design high-security residence and retreats for people. And but my main field in preparation has been constitutional law and political science. That's what I was trained in originally, and so I'm kind of back to that as publisher of the World Affairs Brief. But I still do consult with people because I do believe this isn't a mercenary thing, or this isn't a an excuse for my dire predictions, but I actually believe in my predictions, and I feel that even as we fight to preserve liberty, we have to prepare for a takedown. We have to prepare to lose, because, you know, if you go up to the very day that the crisis comes upon you and haven't made any preparations for the inevitable that looks like it's coming upon us, then we're indeed foolish servants.
Yes, I have one more question, if I could.
Sure, one more, and then we'll let you go, and we thank you for joining.
I really appreciated being on air this much, but some people claim that the United States is being governed under a perpetual emergency for a very long time. The length of time varies, but certainly since 9/11, probably from before, and that this sets aside civil government in a country and creates a condition where the government is run as like a military dictatorship under the president as commander in chief. And I wonder if you could comment on that.
Your comment is actually true. There is a technical state of emergency that has been in existence ever since World War II. They don't, however, use that as leverage, lest it become well-known or resisted. It's there only when they need to twist arms behind the scenes, but they never bring that out in public. So it's kind of there and not there. They need it when they use it, but they're very careful. They don't want to alert the American people to the fact that there is a powerful force that's controlling our government, because that's what they fear the most, that people realize there's a conspiracy going on here to keep us in a state of emergency. But it really does exist. They have the orders on the book, and they use it for military people, for example, who come up and say, look, this is unconstitutional what you're asking me to do. And then they show them the law stating in an emergency we have the right to override the Constitution. Now, they don't make that public. They don't want to make that a public case. But they have judges, if it ever gets, who will agree with them on those things. And so that's what's happening, Joanne. It's kind of a mix between how much to reveal to people and how much to coerce legitimate people in the bureaucracies who need to be convinced that the government has the power they do.
Right. That's what I've heard also.
Now, it would seem that these are really bad folks in charge, Joel.
Well, I think the people at the very top are very bad. But there's, this is not hundreds of thousands of bad people. Most of the people that are controlled in this government are done so because, first of all, they've been picked as predictable people, predictable yes men or predictable people that will be motivated by high salary, high position. They don't go around telling people that there's a control system. They may hint at it. They may give little veiled threats and say, it's not good for your health to ask too many questions. And most people will run back and say, okay, I won't ask any questions. But, running a conspiracy is a very sophisticated thing, and people who claim that there would be hundreds of thousands of people in the know and they couldn't keep the secret just don't understand how they work. They work through predictable people and yes men most of the time. But there
is on a need-to-know basis.
Absolutely. That's how they control the military. They say, you don't need to know.
Right.
And you have a question, you've seen something you think is illegal, but I can't tell you what's going on, but you don't have a need to know, and believe me, it's legal.
legal. You just have to take my word for it. You don't have the clearance.
Thank you, Joanne, for joining with us. And World Affairs Brief, why don't you tell everybody where they can find it? And certainly you have made available that wonderful, well, it's not wonderful, but it's frightening, but it is a 60 minutes clip of 1979, and it'll blow your mind when you see what's out there. So why don't you tell them your website, how they could get a hold of that? Maybe scroll down on your document of the 17th or wherever it is, so they know how to get that. That's really good. And then I have a question about deportation and immigration when we come back.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Of today's Born on the 4th of July, all kinds of questions for Joel Skousen. He's got a lot of answers, a lot of analysis, and I appreciate your coming on worldaffairsbrief.com. Do you think we'll ever unravel the birth certificate story, or we'll just accept what we've got?
Well, you know, the truth is slowly getting out, but the establishment continues to falsify the actual issue. You know, the issue is not whether or not he doesn't have a or has a birth certificate or not. The issue is it's a certificate of live birth in Hawaii, which does not require any proof at all. You can be have a foreign birth and falsely certify that you were born in Hawaii, and there's no one to check it. My daughter was born at home in Hawaii, and my wife and I went down and certified that we were the parents. No proof required. That's how you get a certificate of live birth. His mother did the same thing falsely. He was born in Kenya. There's no doubt about it. But you see, as long as people keep saying, show us the birth certificate, they can do that easily. That's not the issue. The issue is, how did they get the certificate of birth? And it was falsified, and why it doesn't have the procedure. So you have to go back to the Kenya proof, and nobody's in our government, of course, willing to go there. All of the cases, Supreme Court, have been resolved on or ruled on technical issues, not on the merits of the issue. I mean, this is a major conspiracy to cover up, including his background as a foreign student at universities, his getting student aid as a foreign, all that's been covered up and sealed so that it cannot come before the public.
Okay, I thought maybe there'd be a ray of hope. Maybe not.
We're dealing
okay.
with a major conspiracy here. I don't believe, don't have a ray of hope. No.
All right. Well, I needed to know that. How does the Department of Homeland Security decide that they're going to gut the 287G program, and do they have the power to do that? How did that come about? I thought states had to legislate 287G.
Well, the problem is that Homeland Security, because they control INS or ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement or the Border Patrol, they control all of those now. They can determine whether or not local law enforcement can turn over to them anyone arrested under immigration violations. Now, local law enforcement can, as Sheriff Arpaio has done in Arizona, can arrest people with abandon who are illegal immigrants, but ultimately to enforce that problem of deportation has to turn it over to the feds. And they're basically saying, we're not going to accept those unless they've been guilty only of serious crimes. In other words, if you find illegal immigrants because you arrested them for a common traffic stop, we're not going to accept them. We're not going to prosecute them. We're just going to turn them loose. They are purposely trying to discourage local law enforcement from responding to the public's desire that illegal aliens be arrested and deported.
There you go. Any kind of wind-up, our time is all gone. It goes too fast. I wish for you a great summer and traveling all about. Be safe.
May I also say, Barbara Jean, that people can get a free sample copy of my newsletter if they email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. I forgot to mention that. editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Maybe Joanne in Hawaii or Mark in California or Wendy in Canada might take opportunity there to share information and get on board. Why don't you give that out again?
That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com for a free sample copy.
And your words, prepare for takedown. You'll stand behind those, right?
That's right. We do need to prepare while we try to defend our freedoms.
Have a great day, Joel. I like you very much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Like your work. Okay,
all right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening, everybody. America, let's save it. With recent